Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud Dalar Amar Aleph on top. Just last Gemara again was that Rav Huna was Mechadish, that according to Rabbi Yossi, that if you have make Machshavas Pigul, to eat the Yerach Shel Yamin of a Korban tomorrow, so only that, the right side becomes Pigul, and not the left side. That was Rav Huna's Chiddush, according to Rabbi Yossi. And in this Gemara brought down that Rav Nachman Yitzchak to Rav Huna, that says Aloch, it said that the Ulva main by Chorus, that by the Shtei Halechim, if you have machshava to eat one of them, the luchus lezmanoi, the second lechem does not become pigul ad shiyafagol b'shteim v'kazayis, unless you have a machshava at least to eat the kazayis from both of them tomorrow. So the diik was b'shteim in only because you have a machshava to eat from both of them. But b'yachas mehem loy, if you only have in mind to eat from one of the shtei lechem tomorrow, so only that one becomes pigul and not the other one. So the question is, man, who does this price to go like? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Rabbana goes according to the Rabbana and the Baal Mishnah, that can't be. Filu biyachas miyam nami. According to the Rabbana, even if you only have in mind to eat one lechem tomorrow, it's chal pigul on both of them. That was the din of the Mishnah. But the Chodim say, zeb zeb pigul, b'chiyov malav karas. So this brisa can't go according to the Rabbana. Elab shita Rabbi Yossi. Elab shita, this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yossi. And he says what? So if you have in mind to eat the kezayis from both of the lechems together, even though it's only a chatzi kezayis from one and a chatzi kezayis from the second one, still both lechems become pigul. So as far as like this, iyamid bishleim echad gufahu. Bishleim, you tell me now by one goof is mishamachim itzdarif. So Rashi explains like bishleim. If you're going to say not like Rav Huna wants to say, if you're going to say according to Rav Yossi by one korban, so when you have machshava to eat the right yerech, automatically the left yerech also becomes pigul. So bishleim lechad gufo, if when you're talking about one guf, if you have machshava to eat only part of it, the other part also becomes pigul. If Rabbi Yossi agrees to that, then mishamachim itzdarif. Therefore we can understand why over here, even though you mechashiv to eat a chasi gezayis from each lechem, but since in your mind you're mitzdarif with a machshava, so it can look as if it's one guf. And therefore, by one guf, Rabbi Yossi agrees that if you have a machshava to eat part of the guf lamachor, those things become pigul. Then we can understand this halacha. But Ella, but it's on top of your dalar amar aleph. But Ella yama, but if you're going to tell me that trei gufin, if you're going to tell me like Rav Huna says that if you have a machshava b'sharas the shechita of the korban, teach the right yerech tomorrow. So according to Rabbi Yossi, only the right yerech becomes pigul, and not the left yerech. If so, trei gufininu, so mimit starfi. If so, how could the machshava here put these two lechems together? They're two separate gufim. So what do I care that you had a machshava to eat a chatzi kezayis from both of them, but lemaisa are two separate gufim? So why do we say it's chal pigul upon both lechems? Samar says, no, there's not a kasha on Rav Huna. I tell you, mahomani rebhu. You know this price goes according to, not according to Rabbi Yossi, but it goes according to Rebbe, and it could be a nechnami. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's like Rav Huna says, Rabbi Mechashiv teet the Yerach Yamin, only that becomes Pigul, and not the Yerach Smol, even though it's Chad Guf. Here, this price goes according to Rebbe. The Tanya would learn like this. Hashoich Edes HaKevis. If Bishas, you do the Shechita of one of the Kvosim, that's brought on Shavuos, and again, these two Kvosim, the two Kabonis, are what's Mata, the Shtei HaLechem B'Yachilom. So Hashoich Edes HaKevis. Lechol Chad Tikzayis Michalazu. You have in mind only to eat one chatzi kezayis from one challah tomorrow. So far that's not a machshavas pigul. You only had in mind to eat a chatzi kezayis, that's not a nachila. But then v'chein chaveroi, when you made a shechita on the second keves, you had the same machshava. Lechol chatzi kezayis mechalazu. You had in mind to eat a chatzi kezayis from the second challah. So Rebbe says, I say shezeh kosher. Then in this case, you should know both lechems are kosher. It's not chal of so pigul here. And Rashi says, what does it mean, shezeh kosher? Lahak the remurim, that this keves, you let us still burn the emurim, v'lecho basar and eat the meat, to lechi sheveh lechatzi achila, v'chatzi matir. You only had a mind, v'shas achatzi matir, to lechatzi achila. That's not mitzdarif. So Mor says, so, taima, what's the reason of Rebbe? Taima, diyomar, chatzi chatzi. Only because he said, chatzi v'chatzi v'shas each chatzi matir, he only had in mind to eat a chatzi kezayis of the lechem. Avol omar kezayis mishteim, but if he would have said straight out, I have a mind to the kizayis from both of the shtei lechems, then mitzdarf, since in Yom HaShavua you are mitzdarf together, that's enough to make it like one lechem. So Yom HaShavua makes it like one big lechem, and therefore tchal din pigel upon the lechem. So I'll tell you, this price goes according to Rebbe, not according to Rebbe Yossi, because it could be according to Rebbe Yossi, like Rav Huna says, that even Shnei Gufim, it's not chal pigel only on what you thought. Now the Gemara says, "The Rebbe is so Ali b'deman." Who does Rebbe himself go like? I Ali b'derabbanan. If he goes according to Shitas Rabbanan Naval Mishnah, Afilu b'yachas mehem nami. Even if you only have a mind to eat one lechem, a gezayis from one lechem, and now Mishnah the Rabbanan say that's automatically chal pigel upon the whole thing. According to Rabbanan, once you mechashev on a chatzi of the dover, even though the shnei gufim, the whole thing becomes pigel. And I alibu the Rabbi Yossi, if Rebbe is going according to Rabbi Yossi Shito, so again, Hodra Kushin Luduchten, we have Akasha back again. That according to Rabbi Yossi, this tomorrow that the Machshava Shibim Tarfit would only help if you hold that by Chad Guf, like by the Yerach Yamin, automatically the Yerach Smol also becomes Tigal. But if you can tell me like Rav Huna, that by one Guf, if you Machashim only on the right side, only that becomes Tigal and not the left side, so Tzakasha, how could your Machshava be mitzdarfer to make it into one achila, to make it into one goof, to say that all both lechems should be pigel? So my answer is like this: no, li'olam really. I'll tell you, alibu the rabbanon, that it could be Rebbe's going according to the rabbanon shita, and therefore it's like this: the late timer do not say that Rebbe meant to say achiyafago b'shteyim that the both lechems only become pigel if you have a moin teat from both of them, which would be mashm if you only have a moin teat from one of them. Only that one becomes pigel, and not the other one. No, that's not true. We're going now to leave with the rabbanon. Ela ema, rather say like this: achiyafago b'shnehem v'afilu b'yachas mihen. That's all I mean to say. That you have to have this machshavas pigel b'shas both shchitis b'shas yeshecht both shnei kvosim. Both of them you have in mind to eat at least one kizayis from one lechem. That's the shchitis of Rebbe. And this comes ulafukim and Rav Meir. In other words, it's not like Rav Meir Shita. The Yom that Rav Meir holds mefaglin b'chatzim matir. That's the shayla that Rav Meir holds in such a case. Let's say on Shavuos when you have to shech the shnei kvosim, the two kabonis, which are korban tzibur v'shlamim. So both of them is what's matir the shtei alechem b'achila. And if you only shech one, it's not matir then b'achila. You have to shech both of them. So Rav Meir Shita is, even though Yoni Mechashev teeth to have a machshavas pigel, b'shas one shchita, b'shas yeshech the first kevis, you have in mind teeth kizayis from lechem tomorrow, so according to Ramei, it's chal pigel. Even though b'shas the second shchita, you do not think like this, so you only had the machshava b'shas the chatzi matir, still that's pigel. So Kamash Malon, Rebbe is teaching us, alibu the rabbanan, not like this. Kamash Malon deloy, that we do not say this, that Rebbe holds, the machshav only helps if you have this machshav and b'shas both shritis, b'shas the whole matir. So b'shas the whole matir, if you think tidi kizayis of one lechem, enechnami, then both lechems become pigel, because they're going to the rabbanon shita. Rebbe is only being mechadish though, that you have to have this machshav and b'shas the whole matir, it's not enough to have a b'shas one shrita. So the more asked, if that's p'shan this b'raisa, that you want to say this b'raisa now goes according to Rebbe, is so the more yochi, the more is so, my li'olam, what's lashon of the bright that it says li'olam ein bekoritz at shifago b'shteyim? So the question is, what's the lashon of lo'olam? Rashi says because lo'olam mashma demafik mimil satuva. It's coming to exclude by telling you a lot of chidushim. And according to this, if you want to say this bright, it only goes according to Rebbe, and Rebbe is going according to the rabbanon shita. And the main thing is telling us is not like Rav Meir that you have to be mefago. Join both matirim, that's only one chiddush. So what's the lashon of loylam? Then the yoid, another question is against Rav Huna like this. The yoid, Homer Rav Asher, Rashi said, that Toshima come in here. Rebbe Yemer Rebbe said, Mishum Rebbe Yossi, that pigul b'dovra nase b'chutz. Is pigul, it becomes pigul. And Rashi said, this talking about by the gimel, by the gabi porim hanisrofim, or sirim hanisrofim. That part of the avodas are done in the pinim and the hechel, and part of it is done outside on the mizbeach achitzoim. So if you mechashiv what's supposed to be done on the mizbeach achitzoim, to do it chutz lezmanoi, it's chal pigel. But the dover nasa bifnim lo tigul. But if you have the machshava to do what you're doing inside the heichal, tomorrow it does not become pigul. In the parsha of pigulon, it only says it by the avoidus chutz and not by the avoidus of pnim in the heichal. Case, what's the case? Hoyemid bachut. Let's say the kohen is sitting and standing outside the heichal in the yazara. The yomer says like this: Hareni shechet. I'm going to shech this parm hanisrofim. Al manas lahazus midam lemochar. Manas to make the azoyas adam, which is done inside the heichal tomorrow. So lo pigul shemechash. Shemachshava b'dover, shemachshava b'chutz, the dover nasa b'fnim, because his machshava now was when he was outside doing the shechita on something he's supposed to do inside. So this not chal pigul. What's going to be the hoyomid b'fnim? Let's say the kohen was standing inside the heichal. The yomer he said, "Areini maze, I'm making the azoyas adam now. I'm nas lahakti remuim lemocher. I'm nas to burn the emurim tomorrow on the mizbech achitzoim." Rels for lishpach shirayim lemachor, rels to spill the shirayim, which is also leftover dam, goes on the mizbech achitzoim, to do that tomorrow. Again, let pigul, it's not called pigul. Shemach shova b'fnim, b'dovra nasa b'chutz, because he had this machshava when he was inside the pnim, so when you're inside the pnim, or you're mechashu to do something inside the pnim, it's not chal pigul. Pigul is only on the avodas chutz, on done in the azara. But what's going to be? Let's say the kohen was standing outside. For Omar, he said like this: Hareini shechet. I'm shechting now this poor manas rofim. I'm manas, and I have in mind now lishpach shirayim lemachor, to spill the shirayim tomorrow the wrong day, which the shvichas shirayim goes on the mizbech achitzayim. So you mechashuv now b'shas the avoidus chutz to do an avoidus tomorrow in the mizbech achitzayim. Now it's chapigul. Or else, lahakti remurim lemocher, he has in mind now b'shashita to burn the emurim tomorrow. Pigul, then it is chal pigul. Shemach shava b'chutz, b'dov ranasa b'chutz. Therefore, it's chal pigul. Now, lishpach shirayim lefkule mai. If you have in mind b'shashita that you're going to spill the dam tomorrow, on what is it chal pigul? Lishpach shirayim lefkule mai. What are you making pigul? Elaim, if you want to tell me lef gulei dam, if the pshat is you want to make the dam into an ista pigul, that if you eat from the dam now, you'll be over chiyav koris as pigul. Samara says no. Dam mi mefagul? Does dam ever receive an ista pigul on it? For your tanam, learn like this. Elu dvarm, these are the things. Shein chayovim elaim mishum pigul. That even though it's chal pigul upon the korban, but upon these things it's not. You're not over the ista pigul of yeet. Ha klemitz. The kemitz of the mincha, since it's supposed to be burned, not supposed to be eaten, it's not chal pigul. The same thing by halavoyno, fi ha-keteris, or minchas kanan, that the whole thing is burnt, or minchas mesochim, or minchas koin mashiach, fi ha-dam, and all these things is not chal nis a pigul. So mel, if you have in mind, b'shas to shchito, shemeke shvicha shirayim tomorrow, the churan, what is it chal, v'yis a pigul? On dam anyway, it's not chal, v'yis a pigul. El pshita for sure, lef gulei basa, that has come to teach us that with this machshava now, it's chal din pigul upon the basa. And who is saying this? Rebbe is saying this over the name of Rebbe Yossi. So who you see clearly what Rebbe Yossi holds? Rebbe Yossi holds that we have a machshava to make the shvicha shirayim, so it's chal nis the pigul upon the whole basa. Even though it's two different parts, there's the dam and there's the basa. If so, hashta. Madach over here, where you don't have in mind to do anything wrong with the bosa. You only have in mind to make the shvicha shirayim tomorrow, to spill the blood tomorrow. Still on, Rabbi Yossi Gracie says, mefago, that's chal nis a pigul upon the bosa, since it's chal gufa. With one guf, it's chal pigul upon the whole guf. So hocha, in our case, it's not like Rav Huna says, hocha de choshebe bezeva gufa, le koshchein. Isn't it for sure not like Rav Huna? But how could Rav Huna say, according to Rav Yossi, that if you mechashiv teeth the right yerech tomorrow, it's only chal pigul upon the right yerech, and not upon the yerech smil? How could that be? For sure it's a chal b'chaim here, if you mechashiv on the dam, that's chal yis a pigul upon the basar. For sure if you mechashiv teeth the right side of the basar, that for sure should be chal pigul on the left side also. The koshchen, the pigul b'yerech yimin, pigul b'yerech smil. That's another kasha against Rav Huna. That's mashma clearly according to Rav Yossi that it is chal pigul in the whole korban. The yoid, another question is, Omar Ravina said that Toshma come in here. Hakoy mitzvahs mincha. If a kohen makes the kmitza, takes the handful of the kmitza out of a mincha, and he has in mind lechol shiro, he has in mind to eat the leftover of the mincha tomorrow. He has a mind to burn this kmitza tomorrow. So it says clearly that Moedi Rabbi Yosi Bizu shepigel, that Rabbi Yosi agrees that chal pigel upon this mincha, and if he comes to eat from it, v'chayav malav koras. Now, if he had in mind b'shas he took the kmitza, that he plans to burn this kmitza tomorrow, in what is the chal pigel? Elaim, if you want to tell me that gulei kaimis, the kaimis itself should become pigel, we have before no kaimis mi mefagel, does the kaim itself become pigel, since the din of the kmitza is to burn it, not heat it, it's not chal pigel. V'yotznam, we just brought down before that we learned, eilu dvorim shen chayov malei mishum pigel, ha-kaimis, that the kaimis is one of the things that even though you mefagel in the mincham, it's not chal yis the curse upon the kaimis. So over here, how could Rabbi Yosi say, if the kohen b'shas he's making the kmitza, he has in mind to burn the kmitza tomorrow, it's chal nes a pigol, it can't mean on the kmitza itself. So what does it mean? El pshita liv guli shirayim, that pshita means to say that the leftover of the mincha, the part that the kohanim usually could eat, now it's chal nes a pigol upon the shirayim. And Rabbi Yosi is saying this. So again, this is a kash against Rav Huna. And again, hashto, let's see. Over here, he did not think at all to do anything wrong with the shirayim. He only had in mind to burn the kmitza tomorrow. Still, you're telling me, since it's from one guf, since the kmitza comes from the mincha.